Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so excited for this morning. It's a year of increase, a year of glory, a year of multiplication. You see, there was a day I went into a certain meeting, and the minister of God there was saying so many wonderful things, but at the end they started prophesying, you know, and talking about the year and how the year was going to be like, and we're talking about gloom and doom and all that. You see, there's a way God sees things. You see, there's a way God sees things. God sees things differently from the way every other person sees things. And from today, I want you to begin to see with the eyes of God. How does God see the world? How does God see things? You see, today I'm sharing concerning seeing or see with the eyes of God. See with the eyes of God. You see, and I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 60. He says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." You see, and gross darkness upon the people. It says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth." So when it comes to the earth, there's a way God sees things in the world. It is true, the world is deteriorating. The economic problems are increasing. The challenges are increasing. Problems of unemployment, problems of need and lack are increasing. Wars, rumors of wars. It's in the Bible, you see. It's something that is there. Hallelujah. It says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." That is the truth concern. That is what God has said concerning the people. Then he says, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee, because you are not part of the people." Are you a child of God? If you are a child of God, you are not part of the masses. You have been taken away from the masses. He says, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." That is why he says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." So you can't but see only glory in your life. You see, so don't think any other way. The darkness and the gloominess and the unemployment and all the challenges of this life are not meant for you. They are there in the world, but they are not meant for you. You are a child of God. God has handpicked you. You see, you are God's own child. God has made you his own. And because God has made you his own, he says, chill, be happy. He says, "But the Lord shall arise upon thee." Even though there's gross darkness upon the earth, the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. You see, he says, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light." You are going to be shining. That's how you should see things. That's how God sees. This is how God is seeing you. Don't see it any other way. It's my year of glory. It's my year of increase. It's my year of increasing glory on every side of my life. That is what you should be saying to yourself. Hallelujah. I can promise you the world is going to be more challenging. The price of goods are going to go up. I mean, it's going to get terrible. That's just how the world has been designed. I've never seen the price of a tin of milk being reduced in any country. I mean, certainly not in the country in which I live. Every year, it keeps going up. That's basically how it works. But because I'm a child of God, because you and I are children of God, we can expect different things. We have been created to dominate, to go higher and higher. The higher they go, the higher we also go. Hallelujah. So you're going to be richer. You're going to be healthier. You're going to be more beautiful than you have been. You're going to be more excellent than you have been. You're going to increase on every side. It's time to exhibit the glory of God. So don't think any other way. Don't think any other. Don't see darkness. Don't see darkness at all. So see as God sees. See with the eyes of God. Hallelujah. He says, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising." Then he says, "Lift up thine eyes, run about and see. All they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, and the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praise of the Lord." So just as the darkness and the gloominess is covering the world, he says, you, lift up your eyes and see, prosperity cometh. See, increase cometh. See, gold is coming to you. Hallelujah. Don't expect any other thing. It's full of glory. Think like that. See like that. Because that's how God sees. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.